Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. The amazing people at Avondale United Church have another outreach program happening. We're going to be talking about raising resilient children and youth. It takes a village. Joining us in studio is Terry Sparling from Avondale United Church, along with Catherine Hardman with CMHA Huron Perth, and they join us in studio. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning. We're happy to be here.
Great to have you here. Let's talk about this very unique, very important get-together that's happening at Avondale Church, and we should mention it's Wednesday, February 26th.
That is correct. So I'll first bring a greeting from Aaliyah Graff from
sure.
the church as our community engagement coordinator at Avondale. Aaliyah says, I'm very pleased to be partnering again with Dana Bizzotto and the Huron Perth Center and Catherine Hardman with CMHA. They offer us enriching collaborations as well as an avenue for us to join in ever important and ongoing conversations around mental health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll tag on that to say, this is a free event that has relevance to all people who work with kids or have kids or are grandparents. It's just great content that it will remind people of the things they already do that help kids grow up to be strong.
Yeah, and it's so important to have these discussions, to have these people come together.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's hit Catherine in on the conversation. First off, Catherine, remind us about CMHA Huron Perth. Remind us of your organization.
Sure. CMHA Huron Perth is an addiction and mental health community-based organization. So we provide services from the age of 12 and up for addictions and mental health. And we're in the schools. We're in a number of locations throughout Huron and Perth counties.
And for something like this, I'm sure obviously Aaliyah reached out to you to be part of something like this. Why is it important for CMHA Huron Perth to be part of a discussion like this?
Because I think if we can raise resilient children, then we won't see them in our services at all as adults, right? And even as young people. And I just think it's really important to be doing this upstream work, right? And really important to be, you know, teaching kids how to be resilient and, you know, how they belong in the community and making sure they feel that they belong in the community as a way of hopefully that they won't experience, negativity, trauma, you know, all the things that we see with the people that we deal with.
Okay. And again, it's Avondale United Church with Kiwanis Club of Stratford, CMHA Huron Perth, and Huron Perth Center for Children and Youth, presenting Raising Resilient Children and Youth It Takes a Village. But there's actually a theme for this, 9 Things Every Child Needs, because there's a spotlight on a book. Is that right?
That's correct. So it's work that the Huron Perth Center with community partners has worked with Dr. Michael Unger for over 15 years, and he has researched what makes resilience across the world. This is not just in Canada, and he's nailed down 9 things, and they're things that we all do. We do it intuitively, sometimes we do it intentionally, but they're things like surrounding kids with important relationships so that it's not just one person that is a significant role model to the child. It's about giving them the opportunity to make choices and learn from consequences. And this event allows us to kind of cover the ground, an overview of those 9 things, but then invites people into small group discussion to talk about how they apply them.
Sure. Did you want to add to that, Catherine?
No, I mean, I think it is important for people. I think everyone, as Terry said earlier, who interacts with children, right? Whether that you're a caregiver, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a early education, I think it's important to know what these 9 things are and really think about how do I ensure that the young people in my life have these things,
mm-hmm.
right? In order to, again, like build that resilience and that ability to grow into healthy adults.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful that Avondale United Church is doing outreach like this, bringing these organizations together, keeping the discussion going, which is the main thing. So we do stress this is a free event, but you should pre-register for this.
Yes, that is correct. The pre-registration helps us plan the space and be ready to greet you.
All right, and you can register, simply email eventsavondale@whiteman.ca and register by February 19th. With a reminder, this is happening Wednesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. through till 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at Avondale United Church. Sounds like a fascinating get-together. Anything else we haven't covered or maybe thoughts heading into this? Or what would you like to see people maybe take away from an experience like this? Obviously, we want the discussion to continue. We want the conversations to happen. But any thoughts, Catherine?
Yeah, I mean, I think My hope is that people will come in, as Terry has said, realize that they're already doing these things, right? And then, and if they're not, how do they build that into, you know, how they interact with young people and be able to get some ideas and be able to share with other people? Like, that's the whole idea of the smaller groups, right? Is to be able to hear from other people about what they have done, right? And how they can do it. And so, and how easy it actually is, right?
Yeah, that's, I think it's a really good point, how easy it can be, because some subjects like this feel daunting or difficult or complex. But if we're talking, if there's discussions happening, it can be easier maybe than you think.
Absolutely. And we are offering a bit of an evaluation at the end to invite people to tell us whether they'd like a deeper dive into those nine things.
Nice. So much happening. Avondale United Church with Kiwanis Club of Stratford, CMHA here on Perth, and here on Perth Center for Children and Youth. It's raising resilient children and youth. It takes a village, and it takes you to be a part of this. So Wednesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. at Avondale United Church. Is there anything else we left off, or just get registered and be a part of this?
Please.
Thanks so much. Terry Sparling from Avondale United Church and Catherine Hardman with CMHA here on Perth. Thank you so much, and we wish you great success with this.
Thank you so much.